Good morning. It's November 3rd, 2011. The time is 10:13 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York on a Thursday morning. This is Audio Mo number 3, entitled Gnomedex. Sort of in a post-conference reviewing what content I digested over the last couple of days, because I, in essence, attended two conferences via the internet, which is a good thing because it broadens my knowledge, makes me more aware of the world around me, and I think it makes me a better person. But I finished watching the London conference on cyberspace that has been taking place over there in London for the last 2 days, which is covering economic growth and development as well as security, dealing with the internet. And basically, it's a conference seeking a safe and secure cyberspace, which security against the bad guys, the bad portion of the internet. So it's going over different issues on that in cyberspace. But afterwards, yesterday, via Chris Perillo, you can follow him on Twitter at Chris Perillo, and if you're a geek, you know who I'm talking about. I caught and started watching what entailed to be a mini Gnomedex, a sort of Gnomedex light, as Chris put it, one day of Gnomedex that took place there at coincided with the Seattle Interactive Conference there yesterday. And so two conferences in 2 days from afar, which I think is pretty neat. And I first attended Gnomedex last year. That was supposed to be the last one, but Chris Perillo and his Locker Gnome team, I guess, put together a one-day event, which turned out to be very good, and I'm very glad that I was able to catch it. And it had a full schedule of speakers there. And the most noted one that really impressed me, as well as the missus here, was a gentleman named Chris Burgess. You can follow him on Twitter at BurgessC, and I'll spell that B-U-R-G-E-S-S-C on Twitter, who talked yesterday at Gnomedex. And him and Chris Perillo have a YouTube that was out a few days before yesterday's event, and I'll attach it to this audio boo of a sort of a pre-conference taste of what Mr. Burgess was going to present, and I thought was a very good YouTube, and I will attach it to this. And Mr. Burgess, he presented, and his talk was to make us more aware of the consequences of cyberbullying, which is the ugliness that I would say. So you have the good, which is looking at conferences such as the London Conference on Cyberspace, Gnomedex. The bad, you know, the security issues we have to take care of. And now this is just the ugliness is the cyberbullying. And he presented a stat during his presentation that in 2010 we lost anywhere from 34 to 36 children due to cyberbullying related suicide, and basically that's an unintended consequences of technology. And Mr. Burgess also said that fostering pro-social skills and focusing in on the positive of each other will help eliminate bullying, and I would fully agree with him. So we have the good, the bad, and the ugly of this thing we call the internet. But by being more aware of it, we can make it more good. So the other good thing is that you can interact on this thing called the internet via Twitter, which I have through people that attended both conferences and even after the conferences here. So I think that's pretty neat. Well, that's what I'm doing today. And you all be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.